It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM, country with a twist. Spring sprung, and then it retracted. And now we got this stuff that's 15, 20 degrees below average. And I'm kind of digging it a little bit because my wife came out of the gate hot on spring projects this year and got me digging dirt and building patios, and I need a new set of steps on the side of my house. And it's like, oh, God. And it was all just wide open when it was warm. And it cooled off, and she kind of hovered back in and you know, kind of hibernated again.
You're
so
a
I'm
lucky
good.
Man is
yes,
what you
I
are.
Yes, I am. Yeah, well, this is Jop, and Barbecue Bob's over there just waiting for me to stop rambling.
That's okay. I've got all day, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for joining us this weekend for another hour of silliness on the radio, smokiest show on the airwaves. TheGrillingGuys.com is where you can find us. You, of course, can find us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Grilling Guy at Twitter. Gee whiz.
You get a lot of tweets these days, Bob.
More and more. I got a Rumble channel putting some videos up, so you can check us out there. But more than anything, just get this show dumped onto your phone. If you can't make it Saturday mornings fresh, we'll send it to your phone. Just hit the podcast button on the top right, and it'll... You literally just open up your podcast app and type in The Grilling Guys. And if it's not on the platform you're using, go to the iPhone version of it, if you have an iPhone. And there's a couple other podcast platforms that grab everybody. But no, we don't pay anybody, and we don't ask for any money. We just blabber on.
Yeah, well, you get what you pay for around here.
That's right. And right now we're getting a little spring in Michigan, aren't we? I marvel at how the weather is always the go-to conversation.
Right.
You know, when
especially
nobody
when we get older.
When nobody knows what to say. Man, it got cold. Yeah, it was nice yesterday. I know all this.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Why are you?
I lived it.
Why are
right.
you
yeah.
regurgitating this? Just plan on 40s and 50s in April, and you're okay.
Right.
If you get us a lucky 80 or 70, count your blessings. But it's until mid-May, you just don't know. And even sometimes in May, you can get your pantsed by the
right.
weather.
Yeah, and you know, it's time to buy plants, or is it, right? Because you're going to put them out and they're going to freeze and you're going to lose your money. So
right.
whatever. But anyway, I did a hibachi grill this week. It was the only thing I did on the grill. I fired it up, the Blackstone, rolled it out, and it was rusty. I'm telling you, I keep the thing inside with the metal cover over the top and then a canvas cover over top of that. But it draws moisture, and you really need to cure that thing every time I use it.
Where's it made?
What? Yeah, right, exactly. And the you know, I'm not throwing them under the bus. I'm just telling you what happens.
Get what
at
you
my
pay
house.
For.
Right. Yeah. And now the griddle, it sits on there with four pins, right? A pin on each corner that lets it set above the burners. It's warped. You know, so, and I'm telling you, I am not misusing this thing. I maybe have used it less than 10 times. And that's my testimony. Blackstone, love you. It was inexpensive when I bought it, but you get what you pay for. You nailed it, Bob. That's
Absolutely.
Exactly what it is.
Absolutely.
But it cooked. And
I think we're finding right now that big, I would say, trick or hoax or whatever we were all sold when, you know, all our friends were saying, well, you know, we don't want to build that dirty stuff here. Let them build it over there. We'll just use it. And we're going to have new technology, and we're going to be the information country. And we're going to, you know, we're just going to have a bunch of eggheads sitting around basically typing on keypads. Well, that doesn't win a war, number one, because those nerds cower behind their desks when the bombs start falling. And number two, you got to build guns and bullets and bombs, and you should keep them for yourself and not ship them over for some CIA psyop.
Well, this was all started with a Blackstone warped grill, so geez, I lit that fire, didn't
well,
I?
Well, it's sad to watch your country decay the way ours is.
Well, we're the grilling guys. We're not the country decay guys. Come on now, it's It's all about, let's have a little bit of fun on a Saturday
okay,
morning.
A little bit of fun. I got a wedding tomorrow. My daughter's best friend's getting married, and we're going to have lots of fun. Very close to where Jordan's reception was. And
are you cooking for
all
it?
No. Oh. No. I'm
showing up and eating somebody
else's.
That's a better
way. I'm just
going to
show up in style.
Right.
And we've got, of course, all the family coming in for it. So our house is full of people right now. We got grandkids everywhere, and it's an awesome thing. Man, I'll tell you, if you're a new grandpa, so you're stepping into a new part of life.
Turns out mama's got high octane juice for this little guy. He gained a pound and a half in the first 3 weeks.
See what I mean?
So he's making it happen.
That's a grandparent right there.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
all buddy. Of a sudden, you're talking pounds and inches, and oh, what a poop he had.
Yeah. Not hit that one yet. Yeah. There's three or four people between me and a dirty diaper.
Yeah. Keep it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
After they get onto bottle milk and whole food, that thing turns into a landfill.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Like a landfill in August.
That's funny.
And still really after the wood thing, I'm noticing how much wood I go through either for smoking or for stocking up for this next winter. If this one leaves, I might be burning wood all summer long.
Yeah.
But, enjoying the woods and no mosquitoes and cutting firewood and just being outside.
Right.
It's just wonderful. I love it. And I can't get enough of that. And now that my boys are home for the weekend, I'm going to try and get a little bit of help out of them.
All right. Good luck with that. Yeah. You might get an hour or two. They're all busy guys now.
See, they need me still for a few things. So yeah. They'll pitch in.
Right.
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah.
They're very strong.
Yeah. Big guys. They are. I don't know how they got all that height, but they're tall guys, a lot taller than you. So we got Alex's Save the Date wedding. Invitation.
Yep, that's right.
So that's cool.
That'll be fun.
Yep, that's going to be fun. That'll be your fourth one to get married,
yep.
Right? Out of the five.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That'll be in the fall.
Yeah, and it'll be up north. So we're looking forward. We've rented a very large VRBO.
Have you?
And
has it got JOP in it? Oh, no, we're not invited to the VRBO.
Maybe we'll have to get one of our own. It's got a Best Western down the street.
Right, grab. Maybe we'll have to get one of our own. Yeah, that'll be cool.
You rent your own, I think, is what you get.
That's exactly the way it works.
Yeah, so didn't grill much this week either. I did some steaks. Never get tired of steaks. Did some Italian sausage. Got into a little recipe my daughter cooks, and of course she's home now, but she'll do, she gets this fresh pesto from the dairy case at Costco, and It's really simple. You boil up your pasta, you dump off most of the water, and then you scoop in several scoops of this fresh-ish pasta.
Pesto,
and
I mean
pesto.
Right.
And it's the Kirkland brand in the dairy case. It's a big green bottle. It's fantastic. Scoop in as much as you like. I love pesto, right? It's just ground basil and a few other things, oregano.
Yeah. Sometimes might have a pistachio in it once in a while.
You stir in this green paste into the watery pasta, and it starts to obviously change colors real quick, and your heat is already off. Then you pour in whole cream as much as you want. And if you need to turn the heat on low a little bit, I leave mine on low a little bit for just a minute or two.
Sounds dietary.
That cream, the oil comes to the top, and that's when you know your cream has done its job, when you start seeing the grease on top. Then you dump your Italian sausage on it or whatever you're serving it with, stir it together, and put some fresh grated Parmesan on each plate as you dish it out. Fantastic.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm telling you, I had a bowl last night.
And you probably have another one today, right?
It's not diet friendly.
No.
I'm doing
but
really
it's good.
I'm doing good on my diet. I've lost a significant amount of weight, and I'm hell-bent, and I've just changed the way I'm eating, and I'm going to stay that way.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to eat a little healthier than that pesto dish. We're going to do maybe some wild turkey breasts. It's turkey hunting season. I got buddies going out. I'm not a spring turkey guy. But anyway, should be a lot of fun, and if they're successful, then what do you got to do? You got to eat that breast, so... We're going to give you some ideas on how to do it. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.